You're good to go.
Yeah.
Excellent. Well, hello, everybody. Welcome to the Talk to Danielle podcast. I am your host, Danielle C. Baker. And before we get started, be sure to like, follow, and subscribe to whichever channel you're listening or watching from. And today I have a great guest. I'm really excited to have her on because this is a kind of a conversation that's been, it's a newer type of conversation, I think, a newer style of parenting. And there's still a lot of question marks on it. So I have the lovely Dr. Blanca Kellermeyer with me, and I'm really excited because she does specialize in peaceful parenting, and I know some of you will probably have a reaction already just hearing that, but there's so much more than just, being happy. That's not what it's all about, and Blanca is going to shed some light on this for us. So thank you so much for coming on. I'm really excited to have you on.
Thank you so much, Daniel. I'm very excited to be here. Thank you for inviting me.
That's great. Before we get started, could you kind of just share your story and tell us how you got to where you are today?
Sure. I'm a neuroscientist by training. I have a PhD in molecular neuroscience, and I studied synaptic proteins in great detail during my PhD. So that's where my fascination about the brain stems from. And I had my first child during the last year of my PhD. So some of like people who are in research might know that sometimes you are living abroad, which was the case for me. So when you're welcoming your first child, it's not the easiest place to be without your friend, without the help of your family and friends. So it was challenging, and that led me to decide that I rather than following and climbing the academic ladder, I'm going to try and transition into the biotech industry. So that's what I did. And I worked for a biotech company for nearly 5 years. I had my second child during COVID. Again, not the easiest times. And I remember there was this one day when I was driving home from work, and I landed on this podcast about this parenting podcast that was talking about how even though we set a boundary for our children or a child, and we they might have an emotional meltdown or a tantrum over it, we can still empathize and validate their feelings. So, for example, if you turn the TV off after they've ha had their time for the day, you can still acknowledge their point of view and validate their lack of control, and empathize with how they're experiencing it. And I remember this was just so transformational for me, and I've never looked back since. So I dove deep into how peaceful parenting works, and together with my knowledge about the brain, I feel like these two topics just come together and complete each other for me. It makes just total sense with how the brain works and how children develop. So it's transformed my parenting experience, my husband's parenting experience, and I'm really happy to share this with parents and help them with their parenting struggles as well.
Well, that's great. And you're right, when you start studying the brain and how we process things and how it all comes out, it becomes very interesting with the younger children because their brain is developing. So you actually get to see it in action, and it's great. You really didn't have good timing with children in terms of having your support system. It is my hat off to you for keeping your sanity through it all. It's a lot to take in.
Yeah, it wasn't the easiest, and I think it really helped me grow. And I always view my older child is a challenging one. He's got ADHD, and I always try to view the challenges that he well, the challenges we face with him as my own learning curve. So he's teaching me how to become a better parent, how to become a better person through what we struggle with together. So yes, it wasn't easy, but it's still, I'm glad for the experience.
Oh, that's good. I'm gonna start asking questions right away, but I pick three. I was thinking, can you walk us through three big ideas of what peaceful parenting is? I know there's more than that, but in our conversations, we've talked about three. So can you kind of, for those who are not too sure what peaceful parenting is, or may not know exactly what it's all about. Can you kind of walk us through the big ideas about it, please?
Sure. So peaceful parenting is focused on three main pillars. And the first one is parental self-regulation. So there's a lot of work on identifying what works for the individual parent because we're all different. The same thing might not work for two different people, right? So it's tuning into how you can regulate your own emotions and your own how to stay calm in intense moments. So that's pillar number one. Pillar number two is connection. So there's a huge emphasis on connecting with your child, with each of your children. And because that the reason for this is because the only way we can influence our children or anybody to that matter is through our connection with them. So that's when they will want to cooperate with us if we're truly connected. And the third big idea is setting kind and firm limits. So the idea is that we're more like a manager or a coach rather than trying to control our kids. And so when we set the limits, we guide them through the limit. We're always there helping and supporting them.
Wow, those are great. Those are big pillars. Those are really big pillars. And the parents' self-regulation, I think, is one that we don't talk a lot about a lot. We do tend sometimes our children are good at getting us to react as opposed to respond. And so that self-regulation pillar is, I think, one that's that can be very interesting for all of us. Can you kind of walk us through some of the myths about peaceful parenting? A lot of people have a misconception of is just letting the child do whatever they want to do and just be like, oh, be careful, you know, just that. But that's not what it's all about. So can you kind of walk us through some of those myths that are not
Yes.
actually part of peaceful parenting? Yeah.
Yes, definitely. And I'm so glad you asked this question because there is a lot of misconception. And I think the number one thing is being peaceful all the time. And I think this stems from the name of peaceful parenting. So it was Dr. Laura Markham who coined this term, peaceful parenting. And I consider myself a second generation peaceful parenting coach. Because so my mentor, Sarah Rosensweet, was trained by Dr. Laura Markham.
Nice.
And one of the big myths, again, is that we are always calm, that there's no yelling, no shouting. And this is absolutely not the case. I mean, there is the goal, right? We want to stay calm, and there, with the piece of parental self-regulation, there's a lot of focus on working on ourselves and identifying our own triggers. And as you say, rather than reacting, we try to respond. And when we do mess up, because we're not perfect, no one's perfect, then the focus is on repair. So another myth is that it's permissive parenting and that children not always get their way and that there's no discipline. And this is not the case because we do set kind and firm limits. What confuses people, I think, is that there is no punishment. So we focus on natural consequences. Like, for example, if your child forgets to put their football kit in their bag in the morning, so then they don't have it ready in school when they need to change for practice, then they'll miss their football training that day. So there's no need to dig deeper in this and then, you know, like, oh, I told you, and you know, and then you're gonna be punished and then all that. So it's more about the child is already feeling bad because they missed their training. So then next time they're gonna work harder to not forget their kit. And I think one last thing that I'd mention is that another myth is that people think that kids become spoiled or entitled. And the research suggests that children who are raised with warmth and empathy and consistent boundaries, they tend to turn out being more cooperative, well-adjusted, and resilient. So I hope that helps list convince people that peaceful parenting is not all like, pink clouds and unicorns.
That's right. And I think that's where most of the controversy comes from with peaceful parenting is especially with the older generations that had such a rigid and authoritarian type of upbringing is that, yeah, I'm just gonna we're spoiling our children, or this next generation will not be able to survive the world. But it really is just building that connection, and I like how you put it together. It's not all unicorns. It really isn't. You did mention one of the first myths about, we do mess up. There's some days where we are triggered, and we have our days as well, and we'll start yelling, or we won't react the way that we're too proud of. But what is how can I say this? What would be the best way for parents to be able to repair when they do mess up, when they know that they've reacted and not necessarily in the best of ways, and how can they kind of repair that with their child?
Yeah, I mean that's a hard question, because so well, I always like to come with this approach that with the assumption that every human being is doing the best they can with the resources they have. So I think if we adopt this mindset, then we're already coming from a place of empathy
Yes.
and with the idea that everyone can mess up, and there are hard days. That I'm not saying parenting is easy. It is hard, and there are days when you are feeling fed up, and you have lower resources, and you might start shouting, or you might even resort to threats or punishment that day. And what I like to bring in this case is acknowledging, yeah, this was hard. Bit of self-compassion, right? That, okay, this is a hard day. Everyone has hard days. And apologizing. So telling my child that, okay, today it was too much for me, and I yelled at you, and no one deserves to be yelled at. And I'm sorry. I'm still working on this myself, and I'll try better next time. So like owning up to this, that we mess up. It also helps our kids realize that because they're so egocentric when they're young that they think everything is about them. So they start internalizing this, like, oh, mom yelled at me because I'm bad kind of thing. And if we own up to our own mistakes, then they'll learn that, oh, mom has her own issues as well. And that's okay because I can mess up. And even if I mess up, my parent will be there. And on top of this, I always try to bring in like aspects of positive psychology, which relies on identifying saboteurs and other like positive powers and how we can work on using those ourselves and modeling it to our children.
Right, and that's so important that it kind of leads me into my next question about what are things that parents could do today? I kind of like to say let's implement it. It's great to talk about it and listening, but what could we do to change it? And how do we do that? What can we just start doing today that will kind of hush the saboteurs, the sabotaging mindset, and move towards that positive psychology?
Yeah, so with the saboteurs, it's like this, the more you think about it, the worse they get. So, the first thing is awareness. So if you recognize that you're in that bad negative cycle, judging yourself, criticizing yourself, or judging others even, or judging the circumstances, like when you're stuck in traffic and very everyday example about being stuck in traffic and how your emotional response is to being stuck in traffic. Are you upset? Are you worried that you're going to be late for your meeting or late for wherever you're going? Or are you able to sit in that moment of, okay, now I have this little extra time. What am I going to do with it? and really trying to be present. So I think there's a lot of emphasis nowadays. We hear a lot about mindfulness and all that, which is it is great. We should be more mindful. I think with positive psychology, if you're able to focus for 10 seconds on one thing, one physical sensation, maybe if going back to the example of being stuck in traffic, your hands on the wheel, or maybe you spot something visual and really focusing, tuning into the fine details of what you're seeing, the colors, the shapes, the shades, and all that, just for 10 seconds, that will already activate the part of your brain which is more on the positive side. So if you continue to do this throughout your day, whether it's with your kids or without your kids, then that is a very good first step in doing that shift, creating the shift.
Right. I like that because it's so simple, right? We tend to think that it's going to be so hard to switch that part of our brain to say, let's focus on the good things. And
Yes, and I think that comes from, yeah, let's be mindful, let's do mindful meditations, which is like, oh, who has 15 minutes in their day to like sit down and meditate, really, right? So I really like this idea of, oh, just for 10 seconds, and everyone has 10 seconds.
yes.
And that's already the first step. So, and then celebrate.
Yes, it's so important. Yay, 10 seconds. Yes, and it's not as overwhelming. 10 seconds is doable. No matter what situation you're in, you will actually embrace it and be like, oh, wow, I can breathe for 10
Yeah.
seconds and keep my mind. And those seconds add up throughout the day. I really like that. Nice and simple for everybody listening. Give yourself at least 10 seconds a day
Yeah.
to manage that, and then you see over time, you see the change in the way that you think. I really like that. I'm going to throw you for a loop because I didn't tell you I was going to ask this question, but I think in our conversation it kind of flows. Is there any advice that you wish you would have had sooner when it comes to your parenting and how you show up as a mother? Is there any advice you wish you would have had sooner that would have made your life a little easier, maybe?
That's a good question. Well, I think the advice, well, I the advice I give myself to my younger parent self is to be more present, because I think especially with my firstborn and due to the circumstances I was in with finishing my PhD, I wasn't as present as I would have wanted to be. And I think these are times you'll never get back. And the transformation of becoming a parent is huge. So I wish I had like more support, not just physically, but like mentally, with becoming a mom and while you're living abroad, while you're doing some very important academic research. And yeah, I think that's, I would, yeah, give my older self a big hug and acknowledge that this is really hard.
Oh, it's such a it's good advice because, especially as a new parent, when your first time, you really think you're on your own with that. You don't want to ask for help because you think you should be super mom, and you should have it
Yeah.
all under control. And you feel like you need to prove yourself. So it's so important, not just physically, but yes. Mentally as well to get that support and allow yourself to take it all in. We're all learning as we go, so it's so important.
Yeah, and I think it's like because I'm always surprised, and I hear this from so many parents that, you know, we have the birth preparation courses, we have the breastfeeding support, sometimes not always, and then that's it. Like then you're left on your own dealing with whatever is thrown at you, and that's when the hard part begins.
So
So it's
true.
not the birth, like, I remember telling my husband back in the day when I was struggling with breastfeeding with my firstborn, is that I'd rather give birth. I had like a 26-hour delivery. I'd rather give birth to him again than continue with breastfeeding because it was so tough. And no one tells you how hard it is. And you're feeling that you're left there feeling like you're failing because this is something that should come naturally and it doesn't come to you. And you're like, oh, I suck at this.
Yes, so true. We're just constantly thinking, what am I doing wrong? Why can I not get this? And then it's different with the second child. So you've gone through it with the first one. You think you've got it. And then the second child is completely different. So you have to relearn everything. It's just, we need to have these conversations to help parents say it's normal not to feel normal
I know,
and
yes, definitely.
to give yourself grace in the process. I think that's great advice. Thank you for sharing that part. I put you on the spot there, but
No, thank you for asking.
I could talk to you all day about this. It's such an important topic, and I've seen it in my work over the years. I've seen the positive impact peaceful parenting has on children. I came in kind of thinking, oh, what is this? Like, it was just kind of, we need rigid rules and we need to be firm but seeing the results over the years with so many different families, I see the difference in the way the child even just stands and the way they show up for themselves. I think it's great. So if people wanted to learn more, or is there something new coming up for you that you'd like to share that people could also have a look at?
Yes, I am very excited because I'm planning my first masterclass, and that will happen at the end of February. So I am very happy to share the link for anyone interested. The topic is how to get your kids to listen without threats or punishment. And
Wow.
I'll be sharing some neuroscience-based like child development approaches and give you practical tools on like what can actually work and help you in those moments. And yeah, so if anyone's interested, I'll share the link and then you can just register. It's live, but there will be a recording if people cannot attend live.
Oh, that's amazing. That's such a big, big topic. I think that's the first thing parents want to work on. It's like, oh, why can I stop yelling? I love that. And I'll put the link in the comments, in the description of this episode, so people can have a look at it and register if they'd like to. And of course, I'll put all of your other information as well with your website and all of that, so they can have a look at what's going on. This is really exciting. Thank you so much for sharing all of this. And we'll make sure that people have a look at the beautiful work that you do as well. Before we go, I always ask this one question, and I can't wait to hear yours. Your answer is, what do you want to be when you grow up?
Yeah, I was just telling you before we started recording about like I didn't really know what to answer this question. And I think that I want to continue on this imperfect journey. I am a recovering perfectionist and I do recognize the toll it's taken on my mental health, on my physical health over the years. So I want to embrace being imperfect. And I really want to help to continue to help people, help parents enjoy parenting more and connect with their kids more, because we need to raise a new generation of humans who are more empathic, who are more understanding, because the world is not in a good place right now, and I feel worried for my own children's future, and I feel like this is the only way we can turn that around.
That is beautiful, and you're absolutely right. We do, nothing is changing, and if it's getting worse, we need to make that change. And yeah, we need that new generation of world leaders who will put the human back into our world. I think that's beautiful. That's wonderful. Yes, I remember you saying, I'm not too sure which way this question is going to go, but I love it. I think it's yeah, you're speaking my language on this one. I absolutely love it. And if people do want to know more about your work or work with you closely or collaboration and anything like that, where can they reach you? Is there a way, what's the best way for them to reach you?
Yeah, so there's my website, drblancapeacefulparenting.com. I'm most active on LinkedIn, just Blanca Kellermeyer, so feel free to connect with me. I have regular posts there where I share parenting nuggets,
Yes.
and all sorts of stories from my own life or parents' lives. And yeah, so I'm anywhere if you want to connect with me. I'm on most. I have an Instagram and Facebook profile as well, but LinkedIn is probably the easiest.
That's great. And I'll put that information in the description as well so people can reach you. So thank you again so much for coming on today and kind of giving us a good realistic view of what peaceful parenting is. And hopefully that'll kind of trigger a little bit more curiosity for our listeners to really look into it and see the benefits of it. So I appreciate you sharing your wisdom and your expertise on this. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Daniel, and I admire your work, so I thank you for doing what you do.
Thank you, and I look forward to seeing your master class. Actually, it sounds really interesting. That was the one I needed when I became a mother. It was the yelling part. So thank you again, and for everybody, don't forget to have a look at the description so you can follow Dr. Blanca's work as well. And until next time, stay safe, stay awesome, and we'll talk soon.